I'm Donald Trump. We're going to be signing and registering national emergency because we have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's unacceptable.
You have just heard Donald Trump, the CEO of USA Inc. Certainly, all of you hopefully by now understand that the United States was collateralized by the United Nations, the international bankers, and the IMF in 1933, and we are the enemy. So with that in mind, we're going to break into a news story that is discussing the New York and United Nations office recruits. So we will discuss that now. This is a news alert from StopTheCrime.net. Today is January 1st, 2020. This article that I'm about to discuss was literally posted on December 26th of 2019, just a few days ago. It's entitled, New York UN Office Recruits Paramilitary Troops for Disarmament and Reintegration of U.S. Civilians. The job requires experience in disarmament affairs, political analysis, or national military or paramilitary service. It goes on to tell us that the United Nations is now accepting job applications in New York City, New York, again, for disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration officers to contribute to security and stability in post-conflict environments. Now, I want to add right now, and it's most important for you to go to StopTheCrime.net, to the YouTube video channel, and take a look at some of our recent postings on how many of our cities have been hardening up inside their meeting rooms to prevent us, the people, from interfering with their governmental programs. You'll see that on StopTheCrime.net. I'm not going to read this entire article to you. I'm going to go over some of the high points. This will be in a link for you to read entirely. It is extremely important that everyone understand what is happening and what will be happening. They go on to talk about that the job listing was posted to the UN Careers homepage, again on December 21st of 2019, and notes that female candidates are strongly encouraged to apply for the position because the United Nations Secretariat is committed to achieving 50-50 gender balance in its staff. Goes on to discuss how the forces operate under the Intergovernmental Organization's Department of Peace Operations to assist the member states, including the United States, in boots-on-the-ground capacity. Again, boots-on-the-ground capacity. At this moment, I would urge all of you to watch the YouTube video entitled The Report from Iron Mountain, which is on StopTheCrime.net. They go on to talk about, in this UN document of recruiting, the job listings describe the UN's core values as integrity, professionalism, and respect for diversity. And what we understand and know of the UN's core values, it is behind massive genocide programs. So again, it talks about how applicants eager to conduct field missions are required to have 7 years of relevant experience in disarmament affairs, political analysis, or national military or paramilitary service, and an advanced university degree, such as a master's degree or equivalent, in disarmament affairs, military studies, political affairs, economics, international relations, or related field. So the most important thing to glean out of the requirement of educational background is the fact that they're wanting people that have been substantially indoctrinated in the illusion that there is patriotism and that there is peace and tranquility and that this will not become, as it is saying, a paramilitary operation. So this is to keep those employed that will ascribe to the misinformation of what the country has become, the United States of America, Inc. But they go on to talk about that the UN describes the disarmament and demobilization and reintegration protocol as a complex process with political, military, security, and humanitarian and socioeconomic dimensions. And I'm going to describe what the demobilization is, and they tell us that it's a formal and controlled discharge of active combatants from armed forces or other armed groups, that the first stage of demobilization may extend from processing of individual combatants in temporary centers to massing of troops in camps designated for this purpose. And they go on to say cantonment sites, which are encampments and assembly areas or barracks. The second stage of demobilization encompasses the support package provided to the demobilization, which is called reinsertion. They go on to talk about how the UN website notes that it is important to break outside of the traditional view of the DDR participants as only being adult males carrying weapons, and remember that DDR participants and beneficiaries may fit all types of profiles, including female, ex-combatants, and women associated with armed forces and groups, children, youth, the elderly, and persons living with disabilities. The finalization of this article states that UN hopefuls hoping to work in New York and contribute to security and stability in post-conflict environments can submit their applications to become DDR officers between December of 2019 through February of 2020. Again, I can't urge everyone, having just heard what you've heard me read and then reading the link of this entirely for yourselves, and then referring to the report from Iron Mountain. Now, I know for many, the report from Iron Mountain drags along in the video format. I know that for many, you will see it linking to Christian comparisons in biblical prophecies, but I would ask that you do not let that dissuade you from watching this report and understanding this was foretold. So was the quote that John F. Kennedy left us with and warned us that it is a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. So I would ask that all of you continue to sign up on stopthecrime.net on our YouTube video channel. Hit the bell notification so that you are advised of all of the videos that we are posting in this new era of 2020. And we are spinning into the absolute diabolical reality of what it means to live in sustainable development rules, goals, and regulations that are descending upon us quickly at this time. Be safe, everyone. Deborah Tavares reporting on the scene and about another part of the crime.